Okay, bring that, sneak that in there. Sneak it in there. Now, I'm going to quote this little frog. Actually, it's a cockroach, Archie, and he's talking about a toad. And it's a sad little story. Listen to this, friends. It's entitled Warty Bliggins, the Toad. I met a toad the other day by the name of Warty Bliggins. He was sitting under a toadstool, feeling contented. He explained that when the cosmos was created, that toadstool was especially planned for his personal shelter from sun and rain. Thought out and prepared for him. Do not tell me, said Warty Bliggins, that there is not a purpose in the universe. The thought is blasphemy. A little more conversation revealed that Warty Bliggins considers himself to be the center of the said universe. The earth exists to grow toadstools for him to sit under, the sun to give him light by day, and the moon and wheeling constellations to make beautiful tonight for, guess what, the sake of Warty Bliggins. To what act of yours do you impute this interest on the part of the creator of the universe, I ask him. Why is it that you are so greatly favored? Ha ha! Ask rather, said Warty Bliggins, what the universe has done to deserve me. If I were a human being, I would not laugh too complacently, friend, at poor Warty Bliggins, for similar absurdities have only too often lodged in the wrinkles of the human cerebrum. Signed, Archie. I wonder how many kid college students out there believe that the universe revolves around them. Huh? Just thought I'd throw it out. Oh, Holden Caulfield, we salute you. S-T-S, whatever. All right, now reset that. Okay, that was Warty Bliggins the Toad.